coronavirus was a major blow to small businesses in Arizona, and craft beer was no exception. As KJZZ's Ron Dungan tells us, local breweries have been able to adjust.
That's the sound of church music, a hazy India Pale Ale brewed in Tempe. It's one of the hundreds of beers brewed in the state, from Tombstone to Flagstaff. Craft beer is a billion-dollar business in Arizona. That's billion, with a B. In two decades, craft beer has grown from a handful of breweries to more than 100. Chip Mulala of Huss Brewing said that fresh local food and fresh beer go hand in hand.
Well, people are drawn to craft beer like they're drawn to their local farmer's market.
8 months ago, you could usually find craft beer at your favorite local restaurant. Then coronavirus struck. Bars and restaurants closed. And when they did, keg beer stopped flowing.
For the past going on 6 months now, overnight, half of our business was wiped out. So half of our business, we sold beers to bars and restaurants, resorts, and hotels, and that's all keg beer.
Huss was founded about 7 years ago. They're now the third largest brewer in the state. But when restaurants closed, they had to change their business model, almost overnight. That meant changing from kegs to cans. What they found was that people still wanted to drink locally. They just bought their beer at stores.
We're now pretty much 85% of our business is in cans, when it used to be at about a 50-50 split, where we did cans and kegs for all these restaurants.
Huss tapped into loyalty for their product. It's that loyalty that keeps craft beer going.
Our beers are only available here in Arizona. So, you know, we're home team proud, and we have a big following of local fans that keep us going, you know, especially in tough times like now.
Local breweries are small. Like most small businesses, there's a seat-of-the-pants mentality that comes with the territory. They like to try new recipes and newer ingredients like wild hops, coffee, vanilla, or caramel. Some brew seasonal beers and one-offs.
It's always some semblance of organized chaos.
COVID has added to that chaos.
When you put regular organized chaos that we're normally used to dealing with and throw a global pandemic on top of it, it gets a little unmanageable.
Huss was in a good position to make the transition from kegs to cans because they were already canning. But some brewers relied entirely on keg sales.
My name is Dylan D. Miguel, and I am a partner here at the Shop Beer Company along with David Arntz, who's my brother-in-law, and Jason Calhoun.
Shop Beer Company is located in Tempe, near the Salt River, not far from Sky Harbor Airport. In the summer, you can hear locusts outside the brewery, and passing jets can drown out conversation.
So, you know, our best seller, the beer that we're most known for is Church Music. It's a 6.7% hazy IPA. So we refer to it as a hazy or juicy IPA, and that one has really taken off for us. So that's the lead dog.
DeMiguel says there's more to craft beer than just cold beverages.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of innovation. And, you know, really the overarching thing in craft beer is the sense of community.
Last fall, virtually all of Shop Beer Company's products were sold in kegs. They had hoped to get into cans and were shopping around for a canning machine, expecting it to arrive in March, but it became available in November. They took it. When COVID struck, they had the machinery, but they still had to find customers. The can market can be tough to break into.
So we had to switch our whole business over to can sales in a matter of, days or weeks.
There were virtual meetings, phone calls, and late nights. But the local mom-and-pop beverage stores picked up their beer. The grocery stores and big retailers followed.
I think we're finding that our breweries have been pretty resilient, and they've also been fairly agile. A great many of them have had to switch their business model quite a bit during this pandemic and adjust to government regulations. And as the guild, we've been sort of shepherding through that process.
That's Rob Fulmer of the Arizona Craft Beer Guild.
I think that as an industry, we've done very well in making sure that we're able to sort of run that balance of being open for business and also being safe.
Fulmer said that most breweries have been able to survive the pandemic with few furloughs or layoffs. They've done it through federal paycheck protection plans and shifting business models. But most of all, they did it with local support. It's too soon to tell how things will shake out in the restaurant business, but local beer will survive. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.